The band 13th Floor Elevators recorded one of the great underground rock songs of the 1960s. That scream came from deep within the chest of lead singer Rocky Erickson. At the time, he seemed destined for stardom, but didn't quite work out that way. Instead, Rocky Erickson became a cautionary tale, a man who took too many drugs and then struggled with mental illness. Now, he's made a new record with the help of an indie rock band that he inspired. Joel Rose has our story.
No matter how far Rocky Erickson retreated from the world, his fans never forgot about him.
You know, I'd grown up in Texas, and in Texas, Rocky Erickson, if you're a music fan, Rocky Erickson is sort of like the Loch Ness Monster. There are all these myths about him. You're not quite sure which was true and which were apocryphal.
Filmmaker Kevin McAllister spent 6 years filming Erickson and his family for his documentary called You're Gonna Miss Me. By the time McAllister found him, Erickson was living in seclusion, his mental illness completely untreated. In one scene from the documentary, Erickson flips on half a dozen radios and televisions and a Casio keyboard before lying down to sleep.
I'm just gonna relax or something. Oh.
When Kevin McAllister met him, he didn't think Erickson would ever record again.
He seemed to have so little interest in even talking about his music or acknowledging that he had done it. But the idea that he could perform again in public and then get into a studio and record again, I would have said it was impossible.
Rocky Erickson's problems date back to the 1960s. The 13th Floor Elevators are sometimes credited with inventing the term psychedelic rock, and to say that Erickson dabbled in LSD would be putting it lightly. Erickson's mental health was already deteriorating in 1969, when he was arrested in Texas for possession of one joint of marijuana. Rather than go to jail, Erickson pleaded insanity, as he told radio interviewer George Gamark in 1981.
I just convinced him that I was insane so I could go to a mental home instead of a prison.
Yeah, this was on the marijuana charge, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Was that 69 or 70?
Yeah, I probably would have been in prison about 4 years, you know.
Yeah.
Instead, Erickson spent 3 years at Rusk State Hospital in Texas. He started a band with other patients, some of whom were incarcerated for rape or murder. When he got out, Erickson started recording again, but his music sounded very different. Erickson called it horror rock, inspired by the scary films and comics he'd loved since childhood. Some fans read his songs about monsters and demons as metaphors for Erickson's mental state, but if he intended them that way, he never said so. Here's another excerpt from that 1981 interview.
Do you consider yourself a demonic, possessed, evil person, or...
Yes.
You really do?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You're...
It's my religion. Music is evil to me.
Erickson's mental health continued to slip. He was arrested and briefly institutionalized in 1990 for stealing his neighbor's mail.
After listening to the testimony, the court does find that Roger Kennard Erickson is in need of a guardian.
In 2001, a court awarded legal custody of Rocky to his younger brother. Now 62 years old, Rocky Erickson is on medication for the first time in years. He's reunited with his first wife and son, and he's willing to sit down for an interview, along with his collaborator, Will Sheff.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Relaxing in my easy chair detective style.
Sheff and Erickson first met 2 years ago, when Sheff's band Ockerville River backed up Erickson at the Austin Music Awards. The combination worked, and Erickson's manager invited Sheff to produce a new record.
I was interested, but I wanted to make sure that I felt like I could make a good record. It was when I heard all those songs that I completely sort of lunged after the project.
The songs on the album are based on demo recordings Erickson made throughout his career. Some were recorded on a reel-to-reel tape machine inside Rusk State Hospital.
Jesus met Moses, drinking from a well.
For other songs on the album, producer Will Sheff added additional instruments and found sounds. Erickson was never one to spend a lot of time in the studio playing the same song over and over again, so Chef took a different approach.
There's an aspect of recording that's this kind of banging your head against a wall, stressful, where you cease to
Oh, I tell you, yeah. You have to be careful about that, don't you?
You do, and I think that Rocky's sort of feeling about keeping things moving and about keeping things fun really kept us on our toes.
That's right, yeah. Well, I appreciate being able to take it easy, you know, and it was really, really fun. It was fun. I don't know how much money it cost, you know.
You don't want to know how much money it cost.
During the course of recording, Chef says Erickson seemed to find a new singing voice, one that's a long way from the scream of his youth.
Rocky would sort of settle into this way of doing it that I think of as this very wise, weathered voice, you know, like a priceless antique, you know, that's been passed down. It's this kind of got its texture to it.
True love casts down all evil. True love casts down all evil.
Rocky Erickson and Acherville River have been touring, performing songs from their new album together. Filmmaker Kevin McAllister says Erickson's unlikely comeback gives the whole story a new twist.
Now, with the release of this record, what's completely ironic about his sort of stature as the great lost vocalist or the cautionary tale of the psychedelic era is that he's pretty much the last man standing from that era who's still making relevant records.
But then McAllister says maybe that shouldn't be so surprising. Music was always Rocky Erickson's primary way of communicating.
You know, I'm really enjoying what I do, you know what I mean? They're good songs and everything, you know?
For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
Rocky Erickson plays New York City on Tuesday. You can hear tracks from his new album. That's at our website, nprmusic.org. Our program was directed by Petra Mayer and produced by Phil Harrell, Kate Davidson, Kenya Young, Chris Benderev, and Lauren Silverman. Our technical director is Sean Phillips, with help this weekend from Arthur Halliday-Laurent, Paris Morgan, Cal Southworth, and Daniel Shukin. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our senior editor is Rick Holter, and Matt Martinez is our senior producer. And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.